Iran stresses Washington's warmongering in the region has cost the U.S. a lot. Of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Good afternoon from Tehran. You're watching JNN English News. Thanks for tuning in. Some 1400 years ago, on the 27th day of the lunar month of Rajab in the Islamic calendar, the Prophet Muhammad was ordained by God Almighty as the last messenger to mankind. The day known as Mab'as is observed by Muslims worldwide, and hilarity reigns supreme in the four corners of the world as jubilant Muslims celebrate the great feast. The staff at JNN English News extend their congratulations to all Muslims on the auspicious occasion. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says resistance under all circumstances is a great lesson taken from the ordainment of the Prophet Muhammad. Addressing a host of Iranian officials, people from all walks of life, and ambassadors of Islamic countries, the leader underlined the Prophet turned a society devoid of science, justice, and morality into an exemplary one where monotheism, science, justice, and morality prevailed. The leader then recalled failed attempts by hegemonic powers to undermine the resistance of the Iranian nation, adding Iranians continue to support the defenseless Palestinian nation and condemn the so-called human rights advocates for remaining tight-lipped in the face of the Zionist atrocities. Ayatollah Khamenei underlined Iran will press ahead with its nuclear energy drive in the face of threats. The leader also said Iran's capabilities and influence in the region are not comparable to those in the past, adding a bright future lies ahead for the Iranian nation. And today, for a ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement, NAM concludes in Tehran Wednesday afternoon. Meantime, Iranian Foreign Minister Manoucher Mottaki, addressing the session today, expressed hope constructive talks among the NAM member states as well as their political efforts will serve the interests of all nations. A number of other delegates, also in separate speeches, underlined the need to adopt fresh approaches to tackle global challenges. The ministerial meeting of the non-aligned movement in Tehran has received extensive coverage by world media. CNN called it a gathering against the U.S. and the West sanctions on Iran. The Associated Press said the statement to be released at the conference seems to be an indirect blow to the U.S. government. The Al Jazeera TV network also announced the delegates are blaming Washington's intervention for the growing number of problems and threats in the world. Iranian Parliament Speaker Ali Larijani met with Arab League Secretary General Amr Moussa in Tehran Wednesday morning. In the meeting, the top Iranian parliamentarian appreciated efforts by the Arab League chief to patch up regional differences and help restore peace and stability to parts of the Arab and Islamic worlds. Larijani said security and tranquility in the Middle East will serve the interests of all regional countries. He then underscored Washington's warmongering in the region has cost the U.S. dear, adding any escalation of violence will change the situation in the Middle East. Amr Moussa in turn called Iran an important country in the region and in the whole world, calling for continued consultations between Tehran and the Arab League.
نظام جمهوری اسلامی است و افق هم روشنه برای ما. میدانیم چه کار داریم میکنیم و میدانیم هم به کجا خواهیم رسید به توفیق الهی و میدانیم هم که راه رسیدن به اون نقطه رفتن است، نه ایستادن و نه عقب گرد کردن. امیدواریم خدای متعال این ملت عزیز را از برکات بعثت پیغمبر برخوردار کند، امت اسلامی را روز به روز عزتمندتر بکند، قلب مقدس ولیعصر ارواح ناپدا را از ما شاد کند، روح مطهر شهدا و روح مطهر امام عزیز را از ما راضی کند. السلام علیکم و رحمت الله و برکاته.